say your email address if you need to be and not check the party. Wow. And then it asks you to update your email address and it gives you the instructions.
Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast
is not updated prior to December 1st.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook. Follow us on all social media or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at TumbleweedsHealthCenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right. I'll clap for Wednesday, Wednesday, everybody.
Woohoo!
Where are my bells? I need my bells and chains. I just got my bell again. How's it going, everybody? It's Wednesday, Wednesday. We need more weed in our bucket. There's some weed. There's some weed. Put your weed in it. Yeah, put your weed in it, everybody. November the 6th. I can't even believe it. I can't believe how fast this year has flown by. It was just January. We were just laughing at the fact that it was January. And now it's November. Welcome, everybody. Wednesday, Wednesday, to the best of November 6th. Silver Sister is here with us today. And no Cannabis Kid. What the heck? Where did you disappear to? It's the holidays. You got to be around somewhere. Well, that's it. Welcome. We're leaving. We're done. Just kidding. Have a good day. And where did it go? Nope. Not that hard. It's that one. Ready? Here we go. And welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Crack yourself open an egg. Ooh, those are nice and warm. You might want to hold on to one of those eggs. Here. There you go. Just stick it in your lap. Stick it in your armpit. I got mine right here in my lap. The other day on our movie set that if you have 4 eggs a day, there's like you get
that's plenty of nutrients for the whole rest of your
week. Yeah, you get like all your vitamin A, all your vitamin D, all your E. I mean, you get everything. And I usually do have a couple eggs in the morning, and it does make me feel really good, which is why I'm back to my hard boiled. I got into the smoothies for a while, and those are great. I need to get my smoothie stuff back out so I can. I ran out of my powder, so I got to go get more smoothie stuff. All right, what is happening in the world of wheat today? We got a new mayor in Tucson. Congratulations. Just now, Mr. Merrow. And we also, the sanctuary city thing didn't pass, so I'm not sure what that even means for people. It was all the Democrats that didn't pass the sanctuary city thing, so which is very interesting. So it's good to know your politics out there, folks. That's all I'm just trying to say is know your politics. Because I was thinking this morning, I read something in the news that only 34% of Tucsonans got out and voted for their mayor. 34%? That's really low. And if you think about it, your mayor is huge. I'm going to talk to them. Tumbleweeds Health Center is going to talk to the mayor. We're going to find out what she's doing for cannabis, and we got some new Democrats out there that we're going to have to chat with and find out what's going on in our world of weed. Come on down, get certified. Check your Tucson Weekly because there's a special happening tomorrow. and I'll have it on the website. Big news for Arizona medical marijuana cardholders. Where's that article? Where do I read that? In the email? We got an email this morning. Meow. Thank you. thank you for the email. Where is it? It's gone. I don't see. Oh, there it is. Okay. Important message. The state of Arizona, we need a, besides the drum roll, the state of Arizona has an important message, folks, and here it is. Hello. To better serve the state of Arizona, the Department of Health Services is modernizing its technology systems. As of December 1st, 2019, you, with a medical marijuana card, will have digital access to your medical marijuana card. Access to your digital cards will be sent to the primary email address. That's right, folks. You have to have your own primary email. No brothers, no sisters, no dogs, cats, or grandpa's emails anymore. And don't even use the fishes.
Kind of like all the what's stuff in the back of tumbleweeds right now.
So access to your digital cards will be sent to the primary email address provided when you completed your initial application or last renewal. It is important that your email address is unique to you and not shared between multiple parties. That's right, folks. Get your own email. The state asks that you follow these three easy steps to ensure your email is up to date. One, visit the Arizona Department of Health Services Medical Marijuana Online Registry. Select Applications. This is so simple, guys. From the left toolbar, and then Application Update, email and phone number only, no fee. Or go to medicalmarijuana.azdhs.gov/myprofile.aspx. That's just simple. Two, fill in the required information and select Validate. And three, complete the required fields to ensure your email address is current and select Update. If your email is not updated prior to December 1st, 2019, you can still use your physical medical marijuana card if you file any type of application after December 1st, 2019, including a lost or stolen application, a lost or stolen card application, change application, or renewal application. You will be issued a digital card, and your physical card will no longer be a valid form of identification related to your access to medical marijuana in Arizona. So, if you have questions, don't call Tumbleweed Health Center and give you the phone number to the state of Arizona's very own health department. Here it is. Get your pens ready, folks. Get those quills out and call 602-364-1793. Once again, 602-364-1793. And that's it. Thank you. Arizona Department of Health Services, Arizona Medical Marijuana Program. Golf clap. Laugh. You guys are just, I get it. You're going to save a whole lot of money on cards. You're going to save a whole lot of hassles on cards that are going to wrong addresses, cards that are showing up with other people's pictures on it. I mean, it's going to be really great for you. We really understand that. And good for you, but it's going to be a nightmare for everybody else. You have no idea what we just missed. All those grandparents with their grandkids' emails are now going to have to get their very own. So, that's it, folks. There you have it. Digital Arizona cards. Arizona medical marijuana cards. That's crazy. Well, you know what? I'm going to say golf clap. That's one less piece of crap to carry in my wallet. And, yeah, so you guys all have till December 1st to update everything. Yeah, and that's all we have. That's it. Just kidding. All right, so last week we were still reading out of Nature RX, which is awesome, little magazine. And I actually found three more weed magazines on the shelf the other day. Where was I? Oh, it's so excited. It's just like Christmas every time. I hate grocery shopping. I really do. I get up to the counter and it's like, I'm on a mission. I'm going to find the weed magazine. And everyone looks at me like, what are you doing? These are separate. We're going to pay for these separately. We're going to write this off. All right, so we got Centennial Spotlights, the complete guide to CBD. We got Cannabliss, the premier issue of Health, Wellness, and Cannabis, November, December. Wow. Cannabliss has Dr. Oz on the Hype and Hope Keto Cannabis Diet Plan. I knew it. I knew it was coming out. Oh, Lord. The new workout enhancer and Billy Ray Cyrus's creative spark. Get it? Spot up. Where is that thing? There you go. And this is a good one. I don't know. I always feel like things are legitimate when it comes out. A National Geographic! We have marijuana medicine, the science, unlocking the secrets of cannabis. Can you believe we've been doing this for almost 7.5 years? Wait, let's see. March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Wow, it's been more than 7.5 years we've been doing the radio show. Cracking eggs on air, bestie. It's really not hard. I forgot to show you how to boil an egg when we were home. I'm really sorry. That's kind of not fair. Two of the four cannot boil a hard-boiled egg to save their lives. And Silver Sister's looking at me like I just grew a third arm. Like, yeah, I mean, yeah. No, you don't cook. Silver Sister is not a cooker. However, she can boil a mean hard-boiled egg. More apparently than my best friends in 30 years. Nothing like a fresh hard-boiled egg. Here comes my vitamin A, E, and D. All right, so we're going to read... let's see, what's our time? Why did my clock go back on my computer? So it's not 7:11. I'm like, oh wow, this is really an early show today. No one's really gonna listen. All right, let's see here. Let's get back over to our little panel here because, we've got, let's just do a little commercial. I always mess this up. All right. Give a shout out. Tumbleweed Health Center. Come on down. 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. If you want to get certified and get your digital Arizona card, your digital medical marijuana card, I guess you can use the caution to pull you over and think you've been doing something wrong, you know, and you can be like, oh, okay. Officer, go to www. And they'll be like, oh, shut it. Oh, all right. If you're in Arizona anywhere and you want to get certified, PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, let's see, AIDS, chronic pain, my computer's not working right, which is why I'm stuttering here a little bit, seizures, including epilepsy, HIV, hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis. And kids, you can get your card if you're suffering from a chronic or debilitating condition or just the treatment. So if you're suffering from, let's say, anxiety, but anxiety is not on the list, but the anxiety medication they're giving you is making you puke and you can't eat and you've got migraines now and you can't sleep now, and we could get you for migraines at that point. So you can get treated just for that.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
I had to throw a clap when I was eating my egg. Also, you can email thctucson@gmail.com. Also, you can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Now, we've got this little form on there. You can fill it out. You can ask any question in the whole world. I'm waiting for a fun one, like, you know, what's your favorite color? Or I just got 3 new goldfish and I need names. Like, we're ready. Like, do you got any goldfish? Okay. Anyway, but before you ask your question, if it's something to do with cannabis, why don't you just, I don't know, cruise around the website a little bit and maybe your answer might be right there. It could be. So, you know, we love those, especially the blank forms. We get a response back from John Smith, and here's his phone number, and here's the question. And it goes a little something like this. We look in. No question at all. Hit the reply button and go, oh, the year was 1881, and see what they have to say about that. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to it. Nature RX, I'm really liking this little magazine. I should have listened back to what we did last week, but we were reading A Guide to 12 Ailments That May Remedy, plus A Word on Pets. Did we read The Word on Pets? Is that where we went out? I think we may have. Okay, let me just grab this really quick thing. Okay, well, here's some ailments that it says. Snake oil or wonder drug? Rarely has one supplement inspired so much excitement or skepticism as cannabidiol, CBD. From marketers and early adopters to serious researchers, cannabis fans are touting benefits for all sorts of illnesses. The results of early studies are tantalizing. Scientists have observed therapeutic benefits in everything from anxiety to epilepsy to neurological conditions like Parkinson's, and they've seen few, if any, side effects, which may be the greatest promise in this age of pharmaceuticals that may bankrupt, addict, or even kill you. What we do know is that CBD interacts with a system of neurotransmitters within the body and brain called the endocannabinoid system, ECS. Scientists recognize that the ECS plays a crucial role in all kinds of physiological functions, helping to regulate movement, pleasure, the gastrointestinal system, appetite, bone health, seizures, and pain sensation, just to name a few. The complicated ways in which CBD influences the ECS make it attractive for alleviating all kinds of symptoms and conditions. CBD can interfere with the brain activity that causes seizures, helping control severe epilepsy, particularly in children. It interacts with the bodily systems that cause nausea and vomiting, gaining promise as a treatment for cancer patients dealing with the side effects of chemotherapy. CBD influences appetite and the way the body stores and burns fat, which means it may help with obesity and weight loss. It can even regulate how the brain processes the high caused by dangerous drugs, helping to fight substance abuse and addiction to opioids, alcohol, and other drugs. Much, much more research is needed to build beyond a reasonable doubt evidence of CBD's healing powers. Some doctors are unconvinced, claiming that CBD has at most a psychosomatic benefit. Yeah, we did read this part last year, but that's okay, because in our world, in our body, in our brain, and what we know of our planet, it's okay to frickin' trick yourself into feeling better if it frickin' works. Okay, everyone's good now. Like, seriously, so what's wrong with the psychosomatic response? Unless you're going to just tell yourself every day you have cooties and one day you wake up with cooties. No, tell yourself you're a gazillionaire and that's how you wake up. There's psychosomatic physical parallelism, Spinoza. I learned in junior college. Yeah, you're welcome, Ms. Goki. Sharon Goki. Let's just give a shout out to Sharon Goki. If you're out there listening to Weekday Wednesday, you are so awesome. It's unreal. Okay. My high school friends are laughing. If you suffer from any of these, take heart, but consult a physician before changing your treatment regime, as every type of CBD won't work for every individual or type of affliction, and drug interactions are possible. And that's true. Seriously, tell your freaking doctors what you're on. Anything. I mean, you know, come on, beyond who. Who are they to judge? Just because they've got, you know, a couple years more schooling than you do, you might know more about cars than them. And you know, tell them what you're on. Tell them what you're on. Or, you know, if you're doing something else, you might want to let them in on it. Might be interactions. Addiction. We're living in a full-blown drug crisis with 2.1 million Americans abusing opioids, more than 115 people dying every single day in the United States from overdose. Highly addictive opioid drugs, including prescription painkillers, heroin, and fentanyl, are devastating families and destroying entire communities. And I just heard the other day, I think it was probably Monday, that big old shipments of pills from Mexico are coming in with 2.5 to 5 milligram doses of fentanyl, which will kill you. 2.5 milligrams of fentanyl will kill you. Dead. 2.5 milligrams, folks. We're not kidding around here. Not too long ago, we thought of addiction as a character flaw, right? People must continue using even as the habit destroyed their lives because they were too weak to quit. Nope. Now scientists understand that drug addiction is a brain disease. Drugs from illegal substances like cocaine and methamphetamines to legal ones such as prescription opioids and alcohol cause physical changes in the brain that make it very, very difficult to stop. But therein lies CBD's potential to help. The body's endocannabinoid system is involved with the euphoric feeling that makes many drugs so addictive. So using cannabinoids to block that reward, quote, holds great promise as a treatment. Studies have shown that CBD interferes with the heroin high, which could reduce its draw on people with addiction. CBD has also been identified as a helpful therapy for heroin cravings and relapse. I wonder if it works for people smoking regular cigarettes, because they say it's harder to get off cigarettes than it is heroin. And research shows that CBD is safe for people to take along with opioids as a potential therapy. Can we come up with a different name? I'm still thinking. It's becoming handy. Every time I say the word opioid. Okay. Not only that, but another study suggested CBD's anti-anxiety effect can also help treat the symptoms associated with addiction and withdrawal to help prevent relapse. Researchers believe CBD can help treat other types of addiction along with the brain damage that comes with drug abuse. Excessive alcohol use kills neurons in the brain, causing cognitive and behavioral problems and likely making it much tougher to quit drinking. But a couple of studies have found that CBD actually protects the neurons from binge drinking, raising its profile as a potential treatment for alcoholism. Other studies suggest that CBD may help with addiction to nicotine, cocaine, and methamphetamine. I can say methamphetamine, but opioids, get it. Aging. All right. Fountain of youth is right in your little bowl of weed. Nobody ever said getting older was easy. Thankfully, CBD can make senior life a little easier by alleviating some common health complaints. Creaky, painful joints? CBD's anti-inflammatory pain-fighting qualities have people turning to it for help with arthritis. And a CBD-based drug has been shown to reduce pain from rheumatoid arthritis. Some patients also turn to CBD for relief from gout attacks. What is gout? Gout is
painful.
Oh, painful joint swelling. Everything swells up. And RA is what makes your hands turn all wonky. Is that the RA or is that osteoarthritis? One of those, you can have arthritis, yeah. And even kids get arthritis, and I think we've talked about that in here. Promising research has singled out CBD as a potential treatment for Parkinson's disease because of its neuroprotective qualities. And among its many other functions, the body's endocannabinoid system plays a role in bone metabolism, which makes cannabinoids a potentially attractive therapy for people with osteoporosis and loss of bone mass. Anxiety, racing pulse, sweaty hands, everyone has been there at some point, but an anxiety disorder goes well beyond the temporary nervousness that comes before a big presentation. It's long-lasting and wreaks havoc on daily life. Whether it's panic attacks, panic disorder, crippling fear about being around other people, social anxiety disorder, or feeling constantly restless and worried without a clear reason. That's generalized anxiety disorder. The realities of anxiety make it hard to function normally and enjoy life. Unfortunately, anxiety can be difficult to treat. Of the 40 million Americans who suffer from anxiety or anxiety-related disorders, or about 18% of the adult population, ooh, yeah, that's really high, only 36% receive treatment. Conventional treatment for anxiety disorders often includes costly medications like antidepressants or benzodiazepines, drugs with serious side effects such as insomnia, weight gain, headaches, sexual dysfunction, and in the case of benzodiazepines, dependence. They call them benzos because I can't pronounce it any easier. Anxiety and depression are thought to be caused in part by the lack of an important chemical in the brain called serotonin. CBD has been shown to mimic the effect of serotonin in the brain, capable of binding to and activating serotonin receptors known as 5-HT1A receptors. For this reason, it appears that CBD has anti-anxiety and antidepressant characteristics as shown in preclinical studies on mice that were exposed to stressful situations. You got to get people in these experiments, because I'm sure it's kind of hard for a mouse to, you know, really tell you what's going on. Evidence is accumulating that adding CBD to your routine can have a clear therapeutic effect without the side effects. Animal research that subjected mice to stressful situations demonstrated that CBD had both anti-anxiety and antidepressant characteristics, and brain scans of humans with generalized social anxiety disorder found that subjects who took CBD showed different brain activity in the areas that process emotions and reported feeling less anxious. Other fascinating study had subjects with generalized social anxiety disorder perform a simulated public speaking test. The ones who took CBD beforehand had less anxiety, cognitive impairment, and discomfort than the placebo group. Oh, that's interesting. Arthritis. Stiff, inflamed, and aching joints affect more than 50 million adults and 300,000 children in the United States. In the most common form, osteoarthritis, the protective cartilage surrounding the joints can wear away over the years, and can allowing the bones to rub against each other. Ooh, that would be really bad. A sometimes severely painful condition that keeps sufferers from doing the activities they love. Rheumatoid arthritis, on the other hand, is an autoimmune disorder where the body attacks its own joints, but the inflammation and pain are similar. Arthritis sufferers often turn to opioid painkillers, corticosteroids, and non-steroid anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, all of which have side effects ranging from damage to the heart, kidneys, and stomach, to bone loss, to addiction. By contrast, CBD has no negatives. It tackles arthritis on two fronts, by mitigating inflammation and pain. It does this by activating the body's endocannabinoid system, which regulates a number of physical processes, among them inflammation and pain sensitivity. Studies suggest the benefits may not stop there. One reported that a topical CBD gel reduced joint swelling and pain without side effects. Another observed that not only did CBD lessen arthritic inflammation, it actually stopped progression of the disease. And another found CBD both relieved osteoarthritic pain and prevented later pain when taken prophylactically. Additional research shows how CBD helps with rheumatoid arthritis. This data comes from clinical trials of the drug Sativex, which is approved in some countries to treat the disease and is widely considered effective and safe. Well, that's good information about the different types of arthritis, because we had a guest on here a while ago that studied very deeply all the different types of arthritis there were, and I had no idea that there were 20, 30 different types of arthritis. The list went on and on. You know what else goes on and on?
Puff, 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 puff,
Like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Gee. Welcome back.
Welcome back to Weed Sale.
Oh no, that's like the World Wrestling Federation. That'll knock you out.
MK.
That's a Kush. So, what about BB? There's a BB. We don't know what it stands for. It was an autoflower grown.
BB.
All right, look at that. We're gonna go with BB. I have the description in the other room. I don't know what it is. Most likely a sativa because that's what Silver Sister likes. And for those of you who think autoflowers don't count, you have no clue about it. Easy. Oh, all over the floor. Here you go. No, the yellow of the egg is the best part. Right? Yellow. Here, that's your job. I'm supposed to be hosting a radio show. All right. Let's get back to this. Come on down to Tumbleweed Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, and get certified. Very easy to do.
If you have medical records in the last 12 months, that would be great. If not, we can help you with those too. But if you have, if you suffer from PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures including epilepsy, HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation, just the agitation of Alzheimer's, and that includes dementia and all the other things that go along with it, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Give us a call, 520-838-4430, thctucson@gmail.com, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, or just get your booties on down to 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, where Broadway and Swan, southeast corner, tucked away back there with all on the frontage road with all the cool kids. Frontier Dental, State Farm. There's a chiropractor down there. Oh, no, hit it up.
Do it.
Hit it. You hit it. Oh, I can't. Then you're going to have to read, which is not going to happen. So I'll get to my hit later, it looks like.
Couple tools.
All right. We left off on concussion. We are reading out of Nature RX. I got this at Walgreens. Better Living Through Cannabis. And we're talking about CBD and its benefits, and here we go. Concussions. More than 300,000 sports-related concussions happen every year in the United States. 300,000 concussions a year. That's crazy. And new findings over the past few years mean athletes, coaches, and the public are finally beginning to understand how serious these brain injuries can be. People who sustain a blow to the head, common in soccer, football, and basketball, among other sports, can suffer dizziness, headaches, memory issues, anxiety, depression, sometimes months after the injury. But some scientists are excited about CBD's potential to help with concussions. Researchers at the University of Miami are currently studying CBD as a treatment for these traumatic brain injuries. The idea, CBD-based medication could reduce brain inflammation, ratcheting down concussions, debilitating symptoms. And, you know, concussions can cause a lot more. I mean, with depression can come, you know, the desire to want to, like, end your life and things like that. So it's serious stuff. And you guys really need, if you're in sports or know someone in sports, you really need to be careful out there. Depression. The World Health Organization, WHO, estimates that depression affects 300 million people, or more than 4% of us, making it the planet's number one source of disability. 4%. That's crazy. And that count is probably significantly understated given the stigma surrounding the illness. As with anxiety disorders, though, CBD has become a source of hope. Recent research points to some potentially antidepressant-like effects of the compound and a link between depression and low endocannabinoid levels. One study showed that CBD can boost levels of the body's natural bliss molecule, anandamide. Another connected CBD to higher levels of serotonin in the brain. This enzyme is known to have an antidepressant effect. Others have suggested positive impacts to mood, improving processes in the hippocampus, and to CBD's value in reducing neuron damage and brain inflammation. Let me check and make sure we're still online, right? Still here? In addition to clinical trials, anecdotal evidence suggests that CBD can be effective either in conjunction with or in place of traditional antidepressant treatments. A survey of 2,400 HelloMD community members, for instance, found that 80% of those polled found CBD to be extremely effective at treating their illness, and 42% stopped using traditional medicines in favor of using CBD. While this data is promising, it can't be taken as anything close to proof. Depression is an extremely complex illness, and much more research is needed. I love how they go back and forth, and they're like, yes, it's the best. Okay, but wait a minute. Wait. Okay, we're waiting. We already know the answer. Epilepsy. No, that wasn't the answer. People have been using cannabis to treat seizure disorder since the 11th century, folks. The 11th century. And that's why I love Queen Victoria's become the token, token lady of cannabis. and CBD's potential as an epilepsy treatment is generating intense excitement. This neurological disorder causes abnormal brain activity and seizures. It affects about 3 million adults and 4,700 children, in many cases significantly harming quality of life. CBD therapy is particularly relevant to several types of hard-to-treat childhood forms of epilepsy, including Dravet syndrome and Lennox-Gastaut syndrome. These syndromes cause frequent severe seizures, intellectual delays, and disabilities, and increased risk for seizure-related death. But evidence is mounting that CBD-based medicine can be very effective, to the degree that in April of 2018, an advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration unanimously recommended approval of Epidiolex, a CBD-based drug used to treat Dravet and Lennox-Gastaut syndromes. Proponents point to growing evidence that CBD can be tapped for broader forms of epilepsy, too. Scientific data suggests that the body's endocannabinoid system plays a role in seizure-generating and can affect seizures and neurodegeneration in complex ways. CBD is not only both anti-inflammatory and neuroprotectant, it helps keep neurons healthy, and it's also anti-convulsive. With the power to reduce the frequency of seizures, studies have demonstrated CBD cuts down on the severity and fatality of seizures in animals, and that the seizure reduction benefits come with few side effects. And that's really a big thing, because, you know, we've heard of people having, you know, seizure medication that actually gives them seizures. Some of the strongest evidence for CBD's healing power relates to its efficacy in treating severe childhood forms of epilepsy like Dravet and Lennox-Gastaut. In 2017, a review of three high-quality trials reported that CBD reduced the frequency of specific types of seizures in patients with those disorders. And earlier research consistently pointed to CBD's potential for such children. Surveys of parents whose kids tried CBD treatment were also positive, with many children seeing a reduction in seizures without major side effects. CBD can indeed be a game changer for children suffering from these forms of epilepsy, as conventional anti-seizure medications often don't work for them at all. So way to go, CBD for kids. And there is your answer to, what about the babies? You guys. All right. Any callers? Any chatters out there? I never know if there's any chatters. We do have a caller. Is that who I think it is? Is that who I think it is?
No.
Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Cannabis Kid is here.
Hi, folks.
Let the magic begin. How are you? We miss you.
I miss you, too.
How's it going?
I'm doing well. Busy. And I hate to use that word, because I know that we have a lot of control over how busy
show?
We are.
Because we have a radio
so
show, and you're not here.
I know. And I was calling in because I'm on my way to an appointment right now, and I just wanted to stop in and say hi. And
awesome.
I'm really going to try to make it over there next time.
Most excellent. We love it. And how is your – we just have to ask, how's all your weed usage? Are you hitting the bongs daily like you're supposed to be?
Actually, I'm doing my pipe dosage. The bong, I don't know why I don't use it more often.
Because you don't.
I have cut. Yeah. That's true. I'm very super low I need to come by and actually I need to pick up my birthday present from you.
Yes, you do. His birthday present I got him to leave. But
lately I've been using I've been buying just a small amount at the dispensaries, like a gram here and there to kind of get me by.
Yeah.
Or a pre-roll. And
there you go.
My vape has been working good. I've just been using that when during the day when I'm not home.
No lung problems.
No lung problems with the vape, right? No, okay. And one thing I do want to talk to people about is, you know, a lot of these incidents that are happening with the vapes are happening with black market vapes. So if you're not buying your products at a dispensary and you're buying, you know, vapes off the street, really be wary who you're buying from. Know what they're using. You know, that's a huge thing is that, you know, a lot of these black market cartridges have a lot of different things in them that you might not know. And those are the lung irritants that are causing these problems. Flavorings that are inexpensive or cheap flavorings, which aren't natural or organic. Super chemicals that are, you know, just not good for you. So know where you're getting your vape from. Talk to your cannabis, your dispensary agent, and talk to them and see how it's made, what the processes that they process they use. Find out what flavors and things that are being added after the fact, and what strains you're using. So,
amen.
Just a little word from the wise from Cannabis Kid.
Yeah, and pretty soon, what was the date that they're going to have to start testing? December. Yeah, so
December.
That's coming up. I don't know. We'll see. I wonder if they've all gone and started their own testing companies now.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
yeah. We were just reading about CBD. How's your CBD usage? This is a fantastic article about CBD and all its helpfulness.
I'm loving my CBD. I do my tinctures, which I get at Tumbleweeds Health Center.
Right on.
And enjoy those thoroughly. And my puppy also gets his daily dose of CBD every morning.
Oh, that's fantastic. We need a little dog bark. Yeah.
Better service.
Wow, look at that. We got an ad. I mean, if you want anything, we can have an ad here. Well, it's really good to hear from you. We miss you. We love you. And we hope that you're doing well. We're trying to find a dog bark right now. I don't know if they have one, but it's all messed up. I'm sure they got something in here. Nope, I don't see it. I got a bird. Birds are nice, you know. I mean, who doesn't like loving those nice birds now?
No one is.
Awesome,
Zoff.
No one is. That is nice. We'll put that on our list here. Well, I'm going to keep reading about CBD and some of these ailments that people are worried about. And then
keep reading. I might sneak away.
All righty. You have a great Cannabis Weed Day Wednesday. And we love you. And we will see you next week. Cannabis Kid, everybody. That's right.
Have a great day, everyone.
You too. All right. I had a feeling someone was out there. I just sensed it. And there he was. Cannabis Kid. All right. We say Wednesday here. It's not 7:49. It's 8:49. Well, it's 7:49 for somebody, but it's just not us. All right. Nausea. All of us are familiar with the queasy, sick to the stomach feeling that comes with occasional gastroenteritis, along with its sidekick vomiting. So we can imagine how crippling long-lasting nausea would be. Normally, nausea and vomiting are a temporary, beneficial response to some kind of toxin or invader in the body. But when it's when it's the key strike because of something else, such as movement or chemotherapy, that these conditions become more serious and harder to manage. People have been reaching for cannabis for help with nausea for centuries. Today, researchers are working to understand just how CBD relieves nausea. Animal studies have shown it to be helpful, while other work examined how CBD targets specific neural receptors to produce its anti-nausea, anti-vomiting effect. Evidence also suggests that CBD could be especially effective for cancer patients undergoing chemotherapy to treat difficult-to-manage nausea and anticipatory nausea, symptoms that begin even before the chemo as a conditioned response. And another study found that cannabis-based medication was safe and well-tolerated as an anti-nausea supplement. Researchers know it works. They just need to determine how so they can tailor its use to particular afflictions. In my mind, I'm sitting here thinking as I'm reading this, I'm also thinking to myself, how freaking cool is it to study this stuff? Like, what do they do? How do you study nausea? Like, you get a nauseous person and then you stick a microscope on their belly and give them some CBD and see what happens with their belly
changing. It's really agitated now, isn't it?
I mean, how do they study this? It's crazy on a molecular, cellular level. That is just insane. All right, guys, get to your geekiness and tell us what's going on in there. All right, obesity. Yeah, obesity. People come to cannabis for help with even your general energy levels. If you don't have enough energy to get up, how are you going to get moving and lose any weight? For many, weight loss is about a lot more than looks. Being overweight raises the risk for a host of serious health problems, from type 2 diabetes to heart disease to kidney disease to some cancers, contributing to some of the leading causes of death in the U.S. A number of factors play into the country's very high obesity rate. More than a third of adults are obese, such as lack of access to healthy food and or education about a healthy diet, sedentary lifestyles, and genetics. The good news is that in many cases, changing your nutrition and exercise habits, folks, will help. A 5K a day keeps the doctor away. And science is discovering the way that CBD and weight loss are connected. And hey, folks, 5K, you know, everyone's like, you're running marathons now. I'm like, okay, wait, slow down. Hello, 5K. It's only 3 miles, you guys. You got this. 3 miles. You can sit and walk it. Nice little stroll and get some fresh air, crowd, whatever you get out there. All right, so studies have examined how the endocannabinoid system helps regulate food intake and energy balance by acting on targeted areas of the brain and how it influences metabolism and fat storage. Scientists also know that when the system is thrown out of whack, obesity and its attendant health issues follow, raising the profile of cannabinoids as a possible form of therapy. Research suggests CBD can supplement a weight loss plan in several ways. One involves the two types of body fat. We did read this, brown fat and white fat. I love this. Brown fat burns calories as it generates heat, reducing deposits of inactive white fat, which we usually think of when we picture body fat. A recent study found that CBD helped the body burn turn white fat into the calorie-burning brown fat and promoted fat burning in general, earmarking it as a potentially preventative therapy for obesity. And an animal study examined cannabinoids and appetite. While THC has an appetite-inducing effect, ever heard of the munchies? This research found that CBD actually reduced food intake. And to that. All right. So there you go, white fat, brown fat. You got to remember this. Pain, and here is the biggest one of all. People come in for pain 90% of the time. It's a pain thing. Whether you're dealing with the aftermath of an injury, a reoccurring flare-up, or a long-lasting chronic suffering, pain interferes with your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. But CBD can offer relief. A number of studies have backed up CBD's power to alleviate pain related to multiple sclerosis, cancer, inflammation, as well as neuropathic, chronic pain. And CBD products are also being used to treat athletic pain and injury. back pain or sciatica, muscle aches, all of this without side effects and addictive potential of opiate painkillers and other drugs on the market. Scientists know the body's endocannabinoid system plays a key role in how we process painful sensations. So perhaps it's no surprise that cannabinoids can help short-circuit pain signals. The drug Sativex, which contains both THC and CBD, has been widely studied and found to be both safe and effective in treating neuropathic pain, chronic pain related to the nervous system, as well as pain related to cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, and multiple sclerosis. 30 countries, including Canada and much of Europe, have approved its use to treat chronic pain, rheumatoid arthritis, and cancer pain. I just love the very first sentence of this second paragraph. Scientists know the body's endocannabinoid system plays a key role in how we process pain sensations. But the fact is, scientists know the endocannabinoid system. Period. You stop. You had me at scientists know the endocannabinoid system. You had me right there. Parkinson's. About 1 million people are currently living with Parkinson's disease in the U.S. The disease, which overwhelmingly affects people age 50 and up, is caused by the degeneration of neurons that produce the neurotransmitter dopamine, leading to tremors and other movement problems, stiff limbs, difficulty with balance and walking, and slurred speech. Parkinson's disease progresses as neurons continue to break down, and there currently is no cure. Conventional treatment for Parkinson's disease often includes medications, commonly levodopa, that have side effects including cognitive effects, anxiety, increased tremors, and uncontrollable movement and nausea. So Parkinson's, you're trying to get rid of the uncontrollable movement, but your side effects are uncontrollable movement. Like, what the hell? That's really messed up. Conversely, preliminary evidence points to CBD as an effective treatment to slow degeneration and improve quality of life in Parkinson's patients without those downsides. Parkinson's specifically targets neurons in midbrain that regulate movement, and the body's endocannabinoid system acts on the same part of the brain in complex ways, including by boosting dopamine levels, as recent research suggests, pointing to cannabinoid-based treatments as potentially rich therapies for Parkinson's disease and other neurodegenerative disorders. Part of CBD's appeal is its anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties, which help protect neurons. Other science shows that CBD acts on a number of areas in the brain related to neurodegenerative disease, and indeed similar studies have found that CBD does improve quality of life measure for Parkinson's patients, as well as helps treat Parkinson's related psychosis. Wow, didn't even know there was that. All right, so we only have a few minutes left here. So what we're going to do is we're going to give a shout out to the Grower's House at 3635 East 34th Street in Tucson, Arizona. Get on down there. And grow some stuff. It doesn't matter what you grow. Grow your own vegetables, for crying out loud. Everybody that rents a house or owns a house in this United States of America has enough room to grow enough vegetables for a 3 to 4 people family. There you have it. You can grow your own. You don't even have to go down the Safeway. You can also, from wherever you are right now, my mom used to say, where are you going? And I'd say, I'll be where I'm at. And that's exactly where you have to be to listen to Canna Health Online Digital Magazine.
Canna Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
That is right. It's free to subscribe, and it's now the end of the show. I know, you guys can't even handle it. It's only an hour long. I'm sorry. Thank you, Silver Sister, for being here. Thank you, Cannabis Kid, for chiming in. Get it? Chiming in. Oh, it was a harp. There's more of a chime. There you go. Chiming in. Anyway, get some weed. Smear it all over your body. The holidays are coming. Here I am. There it goes. Anxiety levels are rising. Now, if you take some CBD, you think you don't even hear this anymore. You can just simply ignore your relatives that are coming for the holiday. Just like there's not even there. Oh, and if you really like your relatives, get your weed magazines and put them all over your coffee table. They'll be really happy to dive into those. All right, folks. Love the plant. Love yourself. Be smart, be safe, and educate. And thank you for tuning in to Weed Day Wednesday. We'll get with you next week. And Cannabis Kid will be here. ¶¶